brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Yes, it's hump day. Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. 7:07 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Well, not only that, it's not just hump day. Today is Carl's birthday.
Ooh.
Yes, and we know that we have, it's going to be a busy morning. We've got special interviews at 7:30, but there's going to be lots of people, I think, calling in today to wish you a happy birthday.
Really? Okay. Well, you know what I'm
so
doing on my birthday.
Get out what you need to get out now.
And this way I don't have to worry about any of our people. They're saying, well, it's my birthday. That's, hey, join me at work.
So
Bob,
how are you
Bob
doing?
Bob hasn't said anything to me. He hasn't even said hello to me this morning. He's walked in, gave me his look, then walked on by. He hasn't even said a damn word to me.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know what? You can say something later on today when I just neglect to sign all the checks today. There, that'll be a birthday present for you. Yeah.
He grunted. He said good morning.
He grunted. Okay, that was
he
Bob.
Said,
you know, Bob, you know, you've got to get over this grunting in the morning here. You come in,
the
you know,
caveman.
You go in, first Chill of all, you get our hopes up. You get our hopes up because for 2 months, you're like, hey, how's it going? Yeah, okay. Hey, Bob, yeah. Then he comes in this morning and he looks at her. Oh, great. Great happy birthday to me. Yeah.
Perhaps it was the sight of the rising sun through all the smoke that inspired
Tell me about that.
Can you taste it on your tongue? Yeah.
63 square miles in Trinity County is on fire, my friends. Over 100 square miles north of San Francisco, on fire. The state of emergency is still going on. We can start reading. You know, I don't even want to hardly read this stuff to you, but listen to this. The river area in Trinity County, the river complex, the Denny area, 7,000 acres, 20 homes threatened. Cause, lightning. Fort Complex in the Hay Fork area, 10,000 acres. And they've split that into two different complexes. They can fight it. Two injuries, lightning caused. South Complex on Hyampan area, 11,000 acres, lightning.
Hyampam.
Is it Hyampam? Hyampam.
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 That's what I said. 381
structures.
The city
of owls.
Mad River Complex, 13,000 acres, lightning. They've had four structures burnt there. Frog fire in southwest Modoc County, 4,700 acres, one firefighter
with
killed.
With a tragic loss, yes.
Yes, that was a captain who got caught out there. The Dodge fire in northeastern Lassen County, 10,000 acres. The Fern fire in Oak Run, 75 acres. So, you know, we hear 75 acres, but it is still taking people. And it is contained, though. The Gasquet fire. Nine fires totaling 910 acres. You know, it just goes on and on and on and on.
Okay, hold on.
So let me just say to everybody.
Up to date, over 13,000 people have been evacuated. And, of course, we have fire crews that have come from all over the country are now arriving to help battle the northern. I mean, I've gotten texts.
Yep.
I've gotten texts and calls from a lot. So many people are. Everything okay? Well, right here, the proper Reading. Mm-hmm. We're affected by of course the air, but you know. So for our thoughts and prayers are going out to all those people.
And,
let's go to the phones.
And they arrested this lady who had set 14 fires. This woman who had set 14 fires.
Really?
Along, 299 in this yesterday. So at least they've got her under control.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to the phones.
Good morning. Welcome. You're live on KCNR.
Well, good morning and happy birthday to Brother Carl.
Well, hello, my brother. Hey, how you
Tennessee
doing,
Stevie? Tennessee
calling. Hey. is
Tennessee calling.
Tennessee. You know what? Where I see that you are having rainstorms and we're out here having firestorms. Want to trade for a while?
It's been impressive. I tell you, we'll gladly send some your way.
I tell you what, we can use it. I know that you all have had floods and all types of damage due to rain, and the only thing we get is we get clouds with lightning, but no water in them.
So, I heard that the fires are making their own weather. They're so overwhelming.
Yes, right, it is.
Quite frequently.
Yeah.
Well, we have a red sun and a kind of an interesting, oh my gosh, I don't even know how to explain the sky.
It is. At night you watch the sunsets are all red and the sunrises are all red here. I flew over Trinity County on my way off to the coast on Friday, and every place you looked there were fires. Fires and marijuana plantations. So
yeah. Well, you know, they said some years ago that Yellowstone had a fire, they didn't get it put out and things are back green again, so it's a matter of perseverance, I guess.
Well, we're used to it out here. We fight. We've got the greatest firefighters in the world out here, and they're coming in from all over too.
We appreciate y'all, and we're thinking of y'all a lot. On the 16th of July, we had some bad trouble in Chattanooga, and we appreciate all y'all do to help still keep us going.
Well, you know what? It was a tragedy there, and I hope I know the city came together over that.
Oh yeah.
Talking about the shootings, of course, for those people who are
those
what
Marines,
was happening
those
in July.
Marines were killed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unarmed.
Yeah. Well, you know, you think you know where things are, and it's just a surprise, as always.
It's always a surprise. Always.
Yeah.
And when something like that happens, and it's always a tragedy. And then you look back at it, and you go, well, you know, what are you going to do on something like this? Just try and keep it together.
It goes on.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, bro.
Well, I love you, and keep having another good birthday next year.
Okay, yeah, let's hope
we'll
so.
See you
We're going to see you soon.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
love you.
Hope to see you soon.
All right, love you, Steve.
And we have another call on the online too.
Oh,
well,
good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Happy birthday from the Cuttlefish Base of the submariners and all the submariners in Northern California. We hope you have many more.
Well, thank you, sir. I hope that I look as good as you do.
Commander,
you know,
Gibson.
In a year that you look as good now, because I tell you what, you are one of my heroes, sir. You really are. Thank you so much.
Well, we're just happy for you, happy for your station, and happy for your success, both you and Linda, and what you do in the community. And you have a great day, and don't celebrate too much. You know, you're getting older.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Take care.
You bet.
Bye.
In fact, I'm going to be celebrating tomorrow night at Wind River. Linda's singing out there tomorrow. I'm going to have dinner, and I might just imbibe a little bit. You know, it's rare that I do. I mean, anybody who knows me knows that I hardly drink a glass of wine, but I may have a gin and tonic
have
or
some
something
steak
tomorrow.
And lobster, and
yeah,
you have a harem tomorrow night. You have a bunch of
Linda's
girls.
Linda's bringing a bunch of girls now, and Ted
it's
and
a girls'
Carol
trip.
Coming
They're
over.
Ending
Who knows?
It by coming to the
this
show. This
is
going to
be
night.
Another Witches of Eastwick thing.
Yes.
You wear the horns.
Well, you know, if I have the horns on, it may be
at the end of the night.
And the angel has sent me on the chat room. I have, you know, happy birthday song. It's really cool. Yeah, thank you, Angel.
By the way, latest fire information, right. I've posted a couple of links to the KCNR chat room, so even if you are not a regular participant, you can log on to the chat room, pick up those links. Those are the latest from the fire agencies. We're expecting another briefing come out about half an hour from now.
Yeah, let's try and keep up on that, because I tell you what, this is, I mean, it's until you see it from the air. And it just when you start seeing all these, I mean, you, of course, you're not that far, you know, you're not that far up. You know, we're only flying like about 8,000 feet or something. So, I mean, you can see it so well. I mean, it is so dramatic. And then you think of the people and the amount of ground and areas that are getting burned up there. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, Carl and Linda Bott. It's Wednesday, August the 5th. It's 7:15 in the morning. This portion of the show has been brought to you by our good friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked the top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50. That's right, in the nation. 70 years of treating people well. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Redding plant and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's Coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about. A place of grace.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. The Carl and the Bob Free Fire Radio. What a catchy tune.
Aren't
there.
You supposed to be standing, Maureen?
I'm standing.
See what I'm going through here on Carl's birthday. It's so good. Happy birthday, dear.
19 after 7 in the morning. The Marine Corps hymn, of course. It's 63 degrees out there, going up to 90-60. I can't believe how cool it is. More 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction with Ted Leidy and his crew of professional NRA instructors have the most complete CCW training in the North State. Not only that, but they will help you select the pistol of your choice if you've not chosen that yet. Give them a call at 999-1822 or check them out online at readingccw.com. Hey, California, I just want you to know one of the headlines said, Obama's new regulations will have the rest of the country move into the California clean air arena. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you know, my brother just called him, you know, and I'm just thinking to myself, you know what, Tennessee, you know, welcome to our world if this ever happens. You know, the fact is that we are living in a clean air type of movement out here in California that we're now, you know, starting in 18, you've got to have if you have 15% of the cars by 2025 have got to be no emissions on the road. So you got to figure out how can you force people to do
by 2015.
No, it starts in 2018.
2018.
It starts in 2018 that by 2025.
Okay.
I'm sorry if I misspoke. 15% of the cars on the road have to be zero emissions. Zero emissions. So you think about that. And so how do you get people to do that? How do you get 15% of the cars on the road to be no emissions? What would have you buy a car that say it's an electric car or a hydrogen powered car or a hybrid?
Well, I would think
what would cause you to do that? I mean,
at this stage in my life, I mean, if I was younger, I mean, you're indoctrinated by that's just the way it is, unless you're a classic car lover. You know, if you're like a 70s or, you know, at that point, classic cars would be 990s or 2000.
Yeah, classic car then is your Jeep, the one you own right now, the 2011. Oh, that's a classic car practically. My F-150, you know, that'll be put into a museum at that point. But what's going to cause it is it's got to be the technology and the price has got to be driven down. But at the same time, they're going to start raising the price of gas. It's like what Obama's done with coal. He says, if you want to use coal, that's fine. But if you're going to start something like that, we're going to put enough taxes on you to bankrupt you. So what he just matter of fact said while he was running for office, we're going to bankrupt the coal industry if that's what you choose to do, which leads to why we lost why we're on the hook for $26 million out in New Mexico from that coal-fired plant. But, hey, the rest of America, welcome to our world. Welcome to our world. Let's go to the phones. I think we have the Snook family on.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carl. Happy birthday to you.
Mom and,
wow, that
Mom
was a
and
tune.
Dad. Mom and Dad, thank you so much.
Yeah, we hope you have a wonderful day.
Oh, I am, and we'll be seeing you soon.
And he knows all about the fishing trip because he got it this morning.
That's right.
We'll look forward to seeing you.
Great. I can't wait to see y'all. I love y'all.
Love y'all. Bye.
Bye. I got your mom saying y'all now. Hey. And that is one of the things. I'm going out with the fly shop.
The fly shop is taking you out, and that was your birthday present. You're going down the river. We're not exactly sure which part. That's the beautiful part of it. When you go and you get to meet your guide on Saturday morning, they'll discuss with you where they've been and what's great. And you and Dad are going to go on a fly fishing excursion for half a day. Isn't that exciting?
I wanted to do it, so there you go. I am all pumped for this one because this is what I've been saying. I've been wanting to do for years, and I haven't done it. Hey,
go by the View, which, by the way, we're going to be having the folks on from the View a little bit after 7:30. Yeah.
Hey, one of our chat rooms says, I suspect from the fires in Trinity County that pot farms are being prematurely harvested.
we have an incoming call, sir, you'll want to take. Good morning.
Hey there. How you doing? This is Cousin Buford. How you doing, you pea pecker? Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you,
I'll
Buford.
Tell you, we get all the latest and the greatest here.
Buford is from that side of the family that was stuck in Appalachia.
Well, in fact, he can to hear that you was still, you know, kicking, and
I'm picking and grinning.
She went on a diet just for you. She's down to 340. And I gotta tell you, I said, you know what? He is married to the sweetest, most beautiful lady. She's a tall drink of water, that one. And she said, I don't care how old he is, the sweeter the violin, the better the music.
I'm not even sure what that meant.
She said, I'd love to go over Hoorah Pass with that man. She's going to make you some cookies.
You know, Buford, you're the only man I know that can go to a family reunion looking for a date. You know?
Shoot.
Well, now, you ain't supposed to tell family secrets there, cousin.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You have another caller on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Charles.
Yes, good morning. From somebody who knows what a classic car knows.
Classic car.
Classics.
You drive a classic car.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yes.
A classic, I don't know what year that van is. Is it
68.
Oh, my God.
You never got past that year, did you, Charles? What can we do for you?
Oh, I was calling in to say happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Wasn't it also this month, 73 years ago, Guadalcanal came under new management?
I think it might have, and come to think of it, because it was, I remember that was during my birthday time, or that birthday, not my birthday, but during that time. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Guadalcanal, it was the first big offensive in World War II, where we went back and took back an island from the Japanese.
The Marines that did that.
Yeah, the Marines did that. That's right. Mm-hmm. They fought there for several weeks. But you know what? The Army came in after them. You know, when Marines were being pulled out, after they'd taken most of the island, then the Army rolled in after them. So, yeah, Charles, it was. Well, thank you.
Well, and Mary Nichols wants to – I mean, Obama wants to spread spread CARB all over the country, it seems.
Yeah, I just got Frank Rose just walked in and said he said the big lie, CARB. What is CARB?
Well, I guess we can look forward to in every state of the union now, 6-year-olds being experimented on for no good reason in every state of the union. Just like they were in
particulates in the air for pollution.
Yeah, remember
reading that.
The story that came out, the 60 times atmospheric.
Yeah, that they had the kids breathing that stuff.
Being shoved up.
Had it on their little faces. Okay, Charles, I appreciate it, man.
All right, happy birthday.
That's so nice.
Bye-bye. Hey, one of our guests has said, is the ultimate goal to force everybody into public-controlled transportation? I think eventually you're going to see, you know, I was talking to people that have been studying these cars that drive themselves, and they haven't gotten to the point yet where they can shift lanes, but they can put them in a lane. They come out, they come on the road with through sensors and all this. When they get up close to another car, they slow down. They haven't got them where they're shifting lanes yet. You know, they can park themselves. You know, at what point do the cars that drive themselves, when are they going to start being introduced into something that you could see? Yeah, well, I don't know if they'll become mandatory, but when is, you know, but the point of no emissions, 15% by 2025, that means then by 2050, probably at least 50% of all vehicles on the road are probably going to have to be non-emission in California. I'll bet you money on that. And so now if the car manufacturers are all turning to new ways of transport, of new ways of propelling their cars down the road, but you know, it's coming. It's coming. And maybe what? And the concern about this whole thing is that.
What do we do with all the old makes?
All the old makes. Well, those will be, you know, they'll be grandfathered up to a certain point, and then you turn them in. And you'll be given all types of rebates and all types of extra money to get a new car that's a non-emissions. Yeah, they'll buy your – you know, remember how they did that buy-a-wreck? Remember how they did buy-a-wreck?
They're going to say clunkers, part two.
It'll be cash for gas cars and diesel cars, and then, you know, they'll do it that way. Now, I'd really like to do is see what can they do about trucks that are hauling all of the things that we use in supplies. But then if you have to think about that, then it's going to be – well, then there's going to be other mass transit systems they're going to be able to use. So – it's just something to think about. You know, maybe the rail lines will be enhanced. All these different things. But I mean, when you start thinking about the future and at how things are going to work, but once it started and it's starting now, it is going to keep going. It'd be interesting. Hey, we got to take a quick break here at 7:30 in the morning on August the 5th. 63 degrees out there, and we'll be right back after these messages with our friends from View 202.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's August the 5th, 2015. 63 degrees out there. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business with senior and veterans discounts. 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four-Winds Jewelry. What? What? I was hesitating. It was, you know, it's to bring attention. You know what? I know. You thought something had gone off the air. No, it's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. If you want jewelry, Leonard has it. You want it at good prices? Leonard has it. You want a watch repair guy? Leonard's the guy to go to. They're the only watch repair service in the whole area. All this at Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome again. I don't have my headphones on right now, but we're just going by the fly here. With us this morning is Zach Sylvie, who is the VP Operations, Dustin Heisler, Executive Chef, and Pam Shaleo, Marketing Director of View 202, becoming the best and is the best restaurant view and exciting place to come enjoy some of the most exciting and new restaurant food. What do I want to say here, Carl? Help me. The menu is amazing.
Well, you're talking about a redoing of a place that people knew about and changing it. I guess except for the view, except for the view, it's changed totally. And I guess that's the best way of, you know, of, I guess that's the best way of describing it. You're in a completely new experience than what you had before. Yet a lot of the things that you love are still there. Zach, when you took over in there for what you're doing here, what did you see when you came here? When you came here, Zach, and looked at the view and all the other things, of course, that are in the overall, I guess, complex of what you do. But what about the view struck you?
Well, I mean, first off, when you look at the restaurant, you've got that amazing decor, amazing view, like you said, of the Sacramento River. When we were looking at the restaurant, you know, the reason why we brought Dustin Heisler on board to be the executive chef is we're trying to create an experience. You know, we want to create a culinary experience, a cervix experience, something that you can't get in the North State. You know, and we're trying to bring more of a sophisticated palate to Reading while still appeasing to, you know, the demographic here. You know, I have roots in this area. I've been in this area for the last 10 years in the North State. And, you know, we're really just trying to bring Reading and the people of Reading a great place to go out and eat, a great place to go out with your kids, a great place to go out with your date, a great place to go out on an anniversary, a birthday, a special occasion. You know, we just want it to where you can have fun at a reasonable price and enjoy yourselves. You know, kind of get lost in the moment and relax for, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours, or whatever it might be for your day.
Well, you know, that, and I think that's important to know, is that the experience at The View is different now, is completely different than, say, it was 6 months ago. That when you have somebody like the chef, the executive chef, Dustin, whom we've gotten to know real well, and Dustin came in from the Caribbean and brought not only the Caribbean but European dishes with him too, because he studied in Europe, he studied in New York, which is kind of like Europe, and of course was brought up in the South. You know, the South will rise again with the food that Dustin brings. So, what do you like about it?
About The View?
Well, I mean, what's your you're bringing something different. Yet Zach said something that was really important. You know, people of Reading also like, they're kind of like, you know, people say, oh, all they are is meat and potatoes. That's not true, but there are foods that the people in Reading like, and, you know, and they order a lot.
There are. You know, coming in, I changed the menu a lot, and we've done a couple of revisions to it lately, and I'm really, really happy with the outcome. The guests seem to be very happy with it. I did do some old throwbacks on there. You know, I brought back the mahi almondine that was at the hatch cover. You know, a little bit of twist on it from my end, but at the same time, it's the same old steady dish that people have loved back then. And a couple of other things that they loved about View 202's older menu as well. Just finding a good medium and, you know, making sure that everybody's happy along with myself.
And that's a great announcement to make as well, because, you know, some people, as we know, we kind of like, when we find our watering holes, we kind of just like to kind of go in and experience, like, gosh, like you were talking about the fries. Well, the fries are back, right? Mm-hmm. And then also you've just expanded on the menu, 20 additional items. Mm-hmm. So you're listening, and this is the good thing. You're bringing in a new. But it's almost as if you're a famous rock star and everybody wants to keep hearing the same hit. You know what I'm saying? You got to do the same hit.
Got to play the classics.
Because you got to play the classics. People want to hear it. But you're going to play for them some of your new originals, because you have to. You mm-hmm. know, it's who you are as a growing person. And that's the beautiful thing about The View and what we're experiencing. And I know I'm there. I've been there now. Carl and I have been there every Sunday throughout August. We'll be July, and then we'll be there every Sunday in August. So we're experiencing a lot of our friends that perhaps haven't been there for the brunch and maybe haven't been to The View in a long time and are just loving the new menu, loving the new chef, you, Dustin Heisler, and the drinks, the service. They're really experiencing a great, as you see, we have repeat customers coming back on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what we wanted to get out today, too, was, of course, Zach, you've been with JA Foods now for how many years?
15 years. I basically started off as a child, it seems like.
You were five?
Well, yeah, I was five.
Wouldn't you say that's a long time, really, and historically, for to stay with, to, you know, you've created something. You've seen such an awful, I mean, an incredible growth with JA Foods. How many restaurants does JA Food operate?
We have 36 restaurants. We have five in Oregon. We also have 31 in California. So we operate 36 restaurants. A great company to work for. Let's start with that. I mean, I've been here 15 years. I've basically grown up in the business with this company. I mean, I worked in other companies before that. But, I mean, you couldn't ask for a more incredible, dynamic company to work with great people. I mean, everywhere you go up and down, we have passionate people that work without our organization, period, bar none. I love it.
Well, obviously the business plan works.
Yeah.
I mean, it obviously it's successful and it keeps growing like this. And The View is kind of – but and The View 202, though, is even kind of even reaching out even further and pushing out even further for Janet, for the company. And part of that is, and we want to talk to Pam Shalo, who is the marketing director over there. And Pam, you came on a couple months ago, is that correct?
About 3 months ago.
When you're marketing in something like this, and something that is reaching out of states, and then you know the headquartered here, is it different than other places you've been? Because I know you've been in like some really big companies out there.
Yeah, I think conceptually it's all the same. But one of the great things I think that Zach hit on is the great people. I think when you work with a smaller, more intimate company, you have the benefit of being able to make changes and cater to the needs of the community to really just accommodate what people are looking for. And I think at View 202, some of the changes we're making, we can turn on a dime because we are a smaller company, yet we're a large company. We have the ability to do great things. So different than Mattel in the sense it's not, you know, corporate America with huge corporate infrastructure, yet we're doing great things, and I really love what I'm doing. There's a lot of neat things going on because J&A is so diversified, you know, with 8 different concepts. It's really, really a fun opportunity.
And also, Pam, you know, I love by the way, I just want to say to the world is that I'm a big fan of Pam Shalo's, and I love the grace that she walks through life with, and it's just she's a wonderful addition to our lives as a friend, and we watch you, and we think that you're amazing. I think now that you have been involved as the marketing director, it's been really fun to see Dustin come in and Zach. That it's like you, I feel like there's open arms that have been happening with the community. Also, things that you're doing is that you're aligning with the community for certain fundraisers and to bring awareness to certain situations. Pam, I know that's a big thing in your heart. Could you share with our listeners some of the other things that you're doing within JA Foods where you're branching out into the community?
Yes, and that is really close to my heart. I would say one of the things that probably people aren't as aware of, and Zach probably knows better than anyone being here 15 years, but even in my 3 months, to see we have hundreds of people that walk through our main office asking for donations, little, big, for schools, for their family, private things, community functions. And we, as Joe says, are a yes company. We are always supporting the community in so many different aspects. So I think that's one thing that's really great. We've reached out since I started here. We did a cancer fundraiser for a local family that's just really an awesome family, and it was nice to be able to do that. We're closely aligned and doing great things with great people and businesses in the community like yourselves, Turtle Bay. Joe's closely tied into the Good News Rescue Mission, and recently the Safe City Project invested more money in that again just to support our community and make it a better place. So not only are we creating great avenues and opportunities for people to go out and eat at beautiful restaurants, we're also supporting our community kind of behind the scenes a lot of times. And Joe is a more private guy, so he's not out there announcing these things he's doing, but we're doing a lot of wonderful things. Also Make-A-Wish Foundation. And when people come to us and ask us to support and do things that do help the community, we are open arms, like you said. And I do have to say this one thing. Committed, dedicated, and flexible. I have to say I work with an amazing team that are always willing, and we're always helping each other. And that, to me, I love coming to work every day. So that's really fun to work in a town like Reading, coming from the big city and being able to do what I can do.
Okay, we're here with Pam Shalo, the marketing director of JA Foods. But we're talking, you know, besides that, we have, of course, Zach Sylvia, the VP of Operations, and then Dustin Heisler, the executive chef out at View 202. But your fingers get into a lot of different things there, Dustin. I see you at other functions. I'm going, I know you. But we need to take a quick break. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 63 degrees out there. It's 16 minutes till 8 o'clock. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. It'll be 96 today on the August 5th, 2015, an auspicious day. It's Wednesday.
You are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Anderson, Director of the Good News Rescue Mission. In response to the concerns of our community caused by the recent recession, changes in our state law, prolonged drug problems, and an increase in mental health issues, the mission has examined its policies and practices in order to take a proactive approach. We have developed great incentive programs to help keep people off the streets and to help them break the cycle of poverty. However, we have also implemented strict policies to deter those who are criminally active and bent on destruction in our community. Any guests who are caught loitering, stealing, or panhandling will have an alert placed on their electronic account and will be denied services until they speak with a case management team to address their negative behaviors. Last year, with these efforts, we helped 250 people break their cycle of poverty and are no longer on the streets of Shasta County. To help break the cycle of poverty in our community, please visit us at gnrm.org.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Free Fire Radio, good morning. It's Wednesday. It's about 13 minutes until 8 o'clock here, 63 degrees. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's Wednesday, August the 5th. And we're here with Zach Sylvia and Dustin Heisler and Pam Shalo, all of J.A. Foods. And right, am I saying that correctly?
Yeah,
J&A Foods. J&A Foods. But we're talking about really View 202 and the changes in View 202. But when we say changes, a lot of times it's changes and remains the same in some ways. The fact is that I've seen the executive chef, I've seen Pam, I've seen Joe, the owner, going from table to table at View 202 and asking about the same question. What do you want to see here? What can we do to make it better? I mean, when the owner that doesn't have to do this, I mean, he doesn't have to come do this. And I saw him last Sunday doing this. It means that there's a care in what's going on there. So even though, and Dustin, we can talk about this, even though you've expanded the selections, it's usually based on what people want and still keeping some of the others. And so have you been kind of been like given a free hand here?
Yeah, I have. You know, writing menus is what I do more or less for a living and cooking. You know, I cook good. But it's about the flavor combinations and the things you put together. Again, just to reiterate, you know, like what I said earlier, came in, did a lot of changes, listened to the people dining with us, and got to know the palate of Reading a lot better. Coming from a place not anything like Reading, my vision was a little bit different, but I've, you know, got to know the client base and have made some changes and some tweaks to what I had done, brought back some old favorites, put in some new things that I think will go over very well for the people in Reading. Things like the grilled flatbreads.
That's exciting.
Yes.
I mean, everything that we've had so far is exciting, but that I think is going to do a little ring in people's ears. Flatbreads with pizza?
Yep, they're char-grilled flatbreads, and we have a selection of 7 of them. They're all quite delicious.
Mm. Well, you're laughing at me because you like that. Mm.
Yeah, of course.
And also, I wanted to shout out that in the month of August, you're doing half off of every bottle, any kind of bottle. It doesn't matter of wine. Or is it also in champagne?
Yes.
So if, like, say, for instance, you have a special celebration and somebody loves when they go out, it's an $80 bottle of wine. They just, well, now you can go out for dinner and have it for $40. I think that's an incredible. I've never actually seen that done in any of the restaurants I've ever been to anywhere. Have I seen a half-off bottle of wine?
It's a fun incentive to get people to enjoy dining again and be able to grow and expand their palate. It's going to be every Sunday, and it'll be half-price bottles, bottle list only, and all day. You know, if you want to come in for brunch and upgrade your mimosa, you can do that. If you want to come in for dinner and, you know, get that, expand your palate and get a little bit more out of your bottle of wine that you were planning on spending on it, then we have the venue for you to do that and some great food that pairs with it well.
Well, speaking of that, and, you know, the pairings, I mean, how do you do this? I mean, you just, I know that being an executive chef and the experience behind it, you know, and you come to Reading and, you know, learning about Reading and the people, I mean, have you already got a pretty good grasp what you think is what people are liking out there?
I'd say I'm definitely getting a handle on it. My thumb's on the pulse. You know, again, switching some things around on the menu, the wine list. I think I found the sweet spot, so to say. Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it.
Well, it's not just wine, though. It's also beer.
Beer, wine, food, yes.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, some people that drink wine will never touch beer.
That's correct.
And vice versa.
Yes.
I mean, your mimosas out there that you make are just, I mean, they're incredible.
I mean,
it's, a, you know, it's Stella Artois.
Yeah.
And then you add an orange liqueur or something.
Yep, there's a splash
I'm not sure
of
what
orange
it is.
Liqueur.
And pretty tasty.
But it's, yeah, and Bob's over there, pretty tasty. Oh, yeah, we've all enjoyed it.
Bob and Brenda came a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Everybody, you know, in fact, there's so many people that are coming out there now and getting on the veranda, it's, you know, then there's no room there. And so, you know, so you go inside where you can still hear the music during the brunch and all that. The idea of having so many different Egg Benedict dishes, has that been, have people really appreciated that?
Very much so, I believe. You know, Pam is out there on the floor talking to him on Sundays regularly.
I've had four of the 7 or 8.
There
so
you go.
They're awesome.
I'm working my way through the menu now.
So, Zach and Dustin and Pam, upcoming events happening with View 202.
We've got a beer pairing on August 27th, and I'm going to let Dustin share just what that pairing really means and looks like, because normally it's done with wine. We're doing it with beer, which is great. It's also during Beer Week, so there are going to be lots of events. Also, Cicada Cantina, one of our other restaurants, has an event going on, and they're going to be serving through the whole week doing really fun activities. So if you want to share the pairing.
Sure. We're paired with Lagunitas Brewery. It'll be a 4-course tasting menu that's paired with their beers. And you were asking about how I do that. I got a bunch of their beer to go home with and sip on and think about and play with. And I did some cooking at home and I play around and I'm like, this works really well. This doesn't. So that's kind of how that happens organically.
You know, I'd be more than happy to help you with that little sipping thing there. And just, you know, give me a little piece of paper and I can just, like, mark, you know, what.
I'll call
I think
you
this
for
goes
the next
very
one.
Good with hot dogs. This one probably.
Macaroni and cheese.
This one, oh, this one here is obviously made for potato chips in a strong dip. So something like that.
Exactly. Well, we can play around with it next time. And so that'll be the third Thursday, which I believe is the 19th. Is that correct?
The 19th of August?
Yes.
I don't know. It could be. I'm not sure.
So that'll be the third Thursday pairing for this month. We'll
it'll
be
the 20th.
The 20th. I was off by a day. Sorry.
Yeah, I was off by 7. Sorry.
I guess I could have turned to my left and looked at, and everybody's looking in. Everybody reaches for their phone, and I could have just looked to my left where we have a real paper calendar.
It is your birthday.
It is my birthday, so I just added 7 and then 7 again and said, nope, that's got to be a Wednesday. Yeah, okay.
So the third Thursday pairings are fun. The beer, you know, Lagunitas this time around will be a lot of fun. Their beer is very exciting and progressive, in my opinion. It's got a lot of bold flavors going on with it, so I kind of tried to match that to a large extent. We're going to do some fun. Beer says like barbecue and street food to me in a large way, especially theirs. So doing some really nice street tacos, a play on those with some crispy veal belly and some kimchi. Doing an old
kimchi?
School salad.
Yep. Really? Kimchi?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's delicious.
That's different.
That's up your alley. He loves kimchi.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like, you know, and Zach, you've been watching this for 15 years. Where do you want to be a year from now?
Where do I want to be a year from now? I just want to be where everybody in Reading is just enjoying a great experience at this restaurant. I mean, I want them to enjoy the food. I want them to know that they're getting great service as if they were being welcomed in their own home with guests. I mean, that's the feel that we're looking
Beautiful.
For. Yeah. That's where I want to be.
That's comfortable but classy, that you know what the food's going to be like. You know you're going to be – it's going to be kind of like you know you're going to be taken care of and that there's no surprises. Nobody likes surprises when you go out to dine unless it's like, ooh, wow, this is really good. You know, that kind of surprise. Well, that's cool. And that's, you know, I think that's a, I think that's where a lot of places would like to be. So, and Pam, you're, you've got a, you know, a big job there getting your arms around all that and, you know, launching this, launching that and all that. So, where would you all like to be here in a year? Where would you like to be? What are you seeing?
I would say ditto to what Zach said. I have a vision for Vue just, having been to other restaurants, you know, around the world, around the United States, and I just feel like there's nothing like Vue 202 from a standpoint of just the venue itself. It's beautiful inside. There's no other game in town on the river. I think we have the talent and ability with our team to make that place something that stands out, and you can't come to Northern California or California for that matter without visiting our restaurant because it's such a great experience. And I think everything Zach said just about it being a really comfortable, nice, enjoyable place to go out and dine. And I think, too, just, again, partnering with the community. And when we talk about events, we've got the pairing coming up in August. But our hope in September is to go back to wine and partner with the Mosleys, an amazing family-owned business.
Oh, yeah. Mosley Family Cellars.
Very good, Carl. But I just think that is part of this whole thing, too, is just how great people have been in partnering and just calling attention to our community and working together with everyone because we can't be great on our own.
It takes a team.
It does.
I'm not going to say it doesn't take a town, but it takes a team of everybody. And then the people that really get the benefit of this are our customers. And, okay, I saved the last for our executive chef, Dustin. Where do you want to be a year from now? You've been listening to all these. Oh, they took all my answers. You know, but this is the time you shine. You've got 1 minute.
Okay, wow.
Make it great.
I'd really like to be in the position that Zach and Pam discussed, people coming in because of the dining experience, enjoying it in a large way, and being comfortable coming to us for their special occasions, for an easy night out, for, you know, whatever it is that they need that night, we're there to provide it for them. I would like to see more fun tasting menus for myself, just from, you know, the art side of things, for me to be able to expand and grow my own cuisine. And the palette of Reading, so to say.
I'd like to see a Caribbean night, you know, something like that, you know.
We can do that.
Okay. Hey, we've got to run. Thank you so much for being with us today. Zach Sylvia, VP of Operations, Dustin Heiser, Executive Chef, and, of course, Pam Shalo, the Marketing Director, all of J&A Foods, and, of course, Vue 202. And we're going to be out there Sundays. Come join us.
Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington, on the ground and in the air. The biggest fire burning in Northern California is so big, it's got some 3,000 fire crews doing what they can to keep it in check. CAL FIRE spokesman Jeremy Gaitis says it's been hard work and they need all the help they can get.
The crews are tired. They're putting in long days, putting in 24-hour shifts with 24-hour rotations. Aircraft is going as well.
It's one of 11 major wildfires in that part of the state. Also at SRNews.com, the death toll from an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease in New York City has risen from 4 to 7, and Mayor Bill de Blasio says there needs to be a new law that makes testing for the Legionella bacteria mandatory.
We're formulating legislation. It'll be out this week.
More than 80 people have been diagnosed with the disease. Fox News has named the Republican candidates who will take part in tomorrow night's debate. Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus telling NBC's Today Show, sure, Donald Trump may be getting most of the attention right now, but says he's not the whole show.
You got governors, you got successful business people, a neurosurgeon, you know, obviously members of Congress.
Fox selected the 10 candidates who will take part in the debate based on recent national polls. House leaders have announced a vote to disapprove the Iran nuclear deal.
In a move that comes as no surprise, Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy announced a vote when the House returns from its summer break in September. The measure is sponsored by Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Ed Royce. It's expected to easily pass the House. It faces an uncertain future in the Senate.
That's SRN's Wally Hines. Civilian deaths on the rise in Afghanistan, especially among women and children, drawing this response from Nicholas Haysom, who heads up the UN's human rights mission in Afghanistan.
We must now call on those parties engaged in the conflict who have it within their power to reduce the number of civilian casualties.
The number of women casualties up 23% this year, children up by 13%. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The rate of hiring by U.S. businesses has slowed but remains at solid levels. According to the latest ADP survey, the payroll processor says its latest study shows companies added 185,000 jobs last month. The U.S. trade deficit increased in June as solid consumer spending pulled in more imports while the strong dollar restrained exports.
The Commerce Department says there was a 7% increase in the trade gap to $43.8 billion. That's up from $40.9 billion in May. Imports inched up 1.2% to $232.4 billion, while exports edged lower to $188.6 billion from $188.7 billion.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Job growth since early 2014 has lifted home sales now to their strongest pace in 8 years. On Friday, the government is set to issue its official jobs report for the month of July. On Wall Street, stocks opened mostly higher, shaking off a 3-day slump. Right now, it's the Dow up 90 points. This is SRN News. Experts in France are due to begin examining part of a wing that washed up on the island of Réunion to see if it came from flight MH370.
The paint on the recovered portion of wing, called a flaperon, may shed some light on the airline carrier. Writing or manufacturer's numbers may also provide helpful clues, and the barnacles encrusted on the surface of the wing component may help to determine the path along which it drifted. With so much global attention focused on this dramatic find, the authorities are trying to manage public expectations.
That's BBC's Karen Allen. Police in Southwest Florida say vandals spray-painted the words Lion Killer on the garage door of the vacation home owned by a Minnesota dentist who's been identified as the man who killed Cecil the Lion in Zimbabwe. Marco Island police say the vandals also left at least seven pickled pig's feet on the driveway of Walter Palmer's $1.1 million home. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's August the 5th, 2015. And our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's it look like for weather today?
Oh, it's currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios. Smoky today, of course, with all of the thousands of acres that have been on fire around us. But we will have highs of 96 today. Again, it'll be smoky tonight. The forecast calls for areas of smoke, low of 68. Tomorrow calls for 101. It's going to be hot tomorrow, Thursday night. Again, smoky areas, partly cloudy, 73. And Friday, partly sunny with temperatures around 93. Slight chance of thunderstorms and partly cloudy on Friday night. And that's our forecast for the next 3 days. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Carl's birthday is today, and of course we have people on the phone lining up to say happy birthday. Good morning, you're live on the air.
Happy birthday, have a happy day. Do we have a birthday here?
Yeah, Jennifer, we have a birthday here.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow, thank you very much. Oh, gosh, Bob and Alice, thank you
Bob
so much.
Bob and Alice, does that make you smile?
I am, I'm smiling.
That's your second birthday song today.
Yeah, wow, I am blessed. I am blessed.
You are blessed.
I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed in so many ways.
And it's also our son Jeff's birthday today, too. So sing happy birthday, Jeff.
We'll begin the song in a minute.
Okay. Well, thanks.
All right, thank you very much. You bet. Hey, you know who else's birthday today it is? Is Boyce Muse.
Boyce Muse
and Rick Bassetti.
Oh, my goodness.
And, I mean, so happy birthday, Boyce, and happy birthday, Rick.
And the calls keep on coming. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, brother.
My sister. My younger sister, who has always been, since the time she was born, older than me. At least more
happy
mature.
Birthday.
Thank you so much, sis. How are you?
You are still a lot older than me, right?
I am a lot older than you. I frankly don't understand how when we were born, just a few couple years apart, how I've gotten so much older than you. So
That's right. Well, I just wanted to say happy birthday to you and Linda. We're worried about you because we see these reports of fires out there.
Well, the fires are close to us, but not. It's not impacting on us directly, but our hearts and prayers are going out to all the people out in Trinity County and all these other places, evacuations and homes being burned.
Clear Lake.
And we've lost firefighters. We had one killed, two injured. It's just horrible.
It's brutal.
It's brutal. But we are in no danger here.
Just the smoke. I mean, it's like we have red, the sun is red and the skies are cloudy. So,
as you know, your nephew Joey is a firefighter here in Chattanooga. So of course, our prayers are with those brave men and women that are fighting the battle.
Well, I tell you, it takes something to go into, and they do. They attack these fires like you would in a military operation. They go in and fight them. I mean, they are face to face with these blazes going on. So, and so we're so proud of Joy and Matthew, and of course, all the people in our family. But thank you so much for calling, sis. I love you.
Well, I love you too, and we love Linda, and we're looking forward to getting together with you soon.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
We're going to be ziplining across Colorado.
There you go.
With our favorite
upside down. Hopefully, it's not upside down this time. All right, sis. Love you.
All right, love you. Have a great day.
Okay,
great.
Thank you. Bye.
We have another caller, do we?
No, we don't.
Okay.
Anyway, all right. Well, you know what? It's we're talking about all the smoke and everything. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends, a veteran-owned business here in Alliance Heating and Air. Besides doing just the work on your cooling systems and keeping it going, your filters need to be cleaned on a regular basis, especially when you get all the smoke in the air and all this, because you want to be able to breathe as clean of air as you possibly can. Alliance Heating and Air, been in the business for over 20 years, just an outstanding reputation. Quality, excellence, and integrity. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. You know, he's a man of his word, Martin.
Okay,
is.
Bye.
And, you know, you can count on anything that he says. And Bob's over there.
What's going on, Bob?
Are people calling and saying nasty things to
all,
you, Bob?
It's all good. I'm trying to get by the way, people wanted to know, is there a number I can call? No, it's not for the wildfires. There is no single number
because these are many
different agencies.
Let's catch up because I saw
call real quick.
Okay. Well, anyway, I saw us catching up on a lot of the fires. And, you know, when I went through them this morning, this was as of last night. So trying to catch up on the fires, you call Cal Fire. And I believe it's Cal Fire is 22225.
I'll get you that number, but right now we have a phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Grandpa.
Oh. Who is this?
Ashlyn and Michael.
And Jennifer.
And Jennifer. Do I know you guys?
We know you. Can we sing to you?
Oh, yes, you can.
Cha-cha-cha.
You know what? You can tell these are my kids. You know, can you hear that perfect pitch they had? And you know what?
That's so sweet.
We miss you so much, and it was so good being with you. And you know what? Since this is maybe be a little bit corny, a little bit hokey, but this is our station, and you know what? These things kind of happen like this. So, you know what? Thank you so much for calling. I love you.
Well, we love you guys, too. You have a great day. Well, yourself.
Thanks, son.
We'll talk to you guys
Casey later. You bet. You give Vince a big hug for us, and give hugs to each other. We love you all.
Who's it?
Okay.
Okay, in Trinity County, fires continue to burn throughout, expanding almost 63 square miles. They've been grouped into six complexes, also led to evacuations and road closures in Hay Fork, Higham Palm, Denny, Ruth Lake, and Gasquet. Only the Ford complex south of Hayport and the Mad River complex had any containment as of Tuesday afternoon. The Ford complex was 7% contained. Actually, the headlines read that fire continues to grow. Smoke leads to health alert in Trinity County. More on the fire news, of course. California facing nights in evacuation centers. Clear Lake, the 13,000 people were urged to flee from that area. Arson is the suspect is arrested in string of fires. The firefighters stopped a 50-acre fire that was wet by the West Valley High School. And more with our fires. Let's go to the phones. Did we have somebody on the air, Bob?
We do, and I forgot the name. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. I'm calling about the REU, Reading Electric Utility billing. I've taken my last 3 months' worth of billing to do some comparison in regards to, you know, what I use in electric and water and garbage. And I just noticed on the latest billing that there was no energy charge reduction, Lifeline Energy Credit or Lifeline Network Access Credit. And I called their number, which is on the bill, and it seems like several people, meaning a lot of people probably, did not get their Lifeline credit. So you've got to call up and ask for it to be put on, to be deducted from the next month's bill. They somehow had a computer glitch, I guess.
Well, the Lifeline credit is for what?
It's for those persons in a certain a senior citizen category,
okay.
A certain income category.
Okay. All right, and so they left it off?
Down to like $24 a month or more.
Well, that, you know, that adds up a lot in it, so it was just left off. Have you noticed it before?
No, I just happened to be looking at these bills, And there it was. So who knows?
So if you do not have that on there, you're going to need to call the REU and tell them about this. That you can, you know, we realize they need raises up there in that high management, but don't take it off yours, right?
And that's, like I say, the phone number is right under the word contact us, and you'll get an operator. And then another charge I noticed is this new charge called Solar Program Surcharge. So you better, people better look under their...
I think that's been on there before, hasn't it?
Electric utility section of their bill and ask what that solar program surcharge is all about.
We've talked...
Authorize that.
Well, we've been talking about that one, and I think that's been on there for a while. And what it is everybody has to... They take that solar power charge, and this is the one that pays the rebates to those people that get solar power. You know, that put solar power into their houses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is that rebate program. They have that. And this is the one that Barry Tippin, he says, are you happy with that? That you are paying for putting in their solar, the solar power. You're paying for their connections. You're paying for everything. And the solar power people or the people on solar are not paying anything back. That's what that is. And that everybody gets that one.
3 months.
Well, you know what?
My bill, it's a new item. So
we need to check on that.
As well.
Yeah. Well, see what they say, but that's what that's for.
Righto. All right. Thanks.
Well, thanks for calling.
Bye.
You bet. Bye.
Speaking of phone numbers, 225-2510 is the incident information, but that is only within the Shasta County Fire Department. Most of these fires that we're talking about, of course, are state and federal incidents. The information comes through. We're waiting for a new briefing this morning. I have posted to the KCNR chat room a link to the large incident update. So be looking for that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, but I just want to remind everybody to join us tomorrow night at Elements Lounge in the Wind River Casino Resort. Give them a call at 243-3377. Lady Bot and the Bluebirds are going to be singing from 7 to 9. We're going to be whooping it up for a birthday party there, kind of, and the steak and lobster. You can know I'm going to be ordering steak and lobster there for $21.99. anytime that steak and lobster is $21.99, I leap on that one. But you can have a good time, but you want to join us for dancing and all the great things are going to happen. 243-3377 for reservations. All right, we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bot.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Redding plant and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. I'm sexy and I know it.
Isn't that that thing you did with your... We're eating a turtle.
Yeah. 8:21 in the morning here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio with Carl and DeBoss. 63 degrees out there, going up to 96 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, our great friends down there, another better-known business, where Espresso Joe's has any type of coffee, cold drink, brews, everything, right? In that one shop there, and veterans always get discounts at Espresso Joe's. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California and a walk-in humidor that is just absolutely perfect. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew. Okay, let's get into a couple of little rants here.
okay.
Why? Have you seen the latest in the Planned Parenthood? Is they're talking – one of their senior people are talking about delivering – fetal babies, the baby to this company, and so they can have that. Oh, yeah, she says, we have to do it a different way and all that, but we can deliver these to you. Think about what she just said. This is a fetal baby, a baby that is totally formed, that they're selling for parts for, quote, research. I mean, does anybody find this reprehensible? And at the same time, people are wanting the head of this guy that kills a lion in Zimbabwe. The Zimbabwe people don't even know about this. What is this? Where is your heart? Where is your feeling? Where is your soul that you can allow this to happen? Something like this, that they're bargaining for an intact baby. Oh, well, we have to just adjust the procedures. Are you kidding me? And here's the state of California, Kamala Harris, who wants Feinstein's job, says, well, let's go after the person that taped that. They've got to be bad people. Excuse me. Do you see anything wrong here? And then Hillary Clinton says, we're not going to let them push us back into the 15th century. Who said anything about that? It's the fact that this organization is using hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayers' money is selling baby parts, and you don't see anything wrong with this. You don't. I mean, the media doesn't. They would rather pay attention to a lion that is, that is killed by a guy who thought he was doing the right thing, thought it was okay, and now they want to ban all trophy hunting because of a line that has a name? Then maybe we ought to start naming the babies they're selling for parts. Oh, this is little Sarah. Oh, do you think people are going to get upset then? I mean, this is absolutely reprehensible. And I have a real problem with this. I have a real problem with this that people are so politically correct, which leads me into this other one. It is kind of – it's not as reprehensible, but it's from the New Yorker magazine. This guy wrote an article, and I've got it. He wrote an article, and he used the term illegal aliens, illegal immigrants, and he talked about all this esoteric crap about, the people aren't illegal. Well, yeah, they did something illegal. So you could say the criminals that came across the border. How about that instead of saying illegals? The criminal trespassers, because they did a criminal act. And they're saying, well, no, they didn't. They just crossed the border. They themselves aren't illegal. And this is pretty pejorative to talk about those people that are here illegally. Excuse me, They're here illegally. They crossed the border illegally. They are criminals. As soon as you break the law, and the law says do not cross the border, you have illegal left turns, right? Does that mean left turns are all illegal? No, it means if you did an illegal left turn, guess what? It's illegal. It's a criminal act, crossing the border. What is it? So anyway, at the end of his column, he says, well, I'm not going to use the term illegal immigrants anymore because it may offend those who cross the border illegally. Excuse me. Then he tried to tie it to race. He tied it to race. Well, you know, the African-Americans don't like the word colored anymore, or Negro, or one of those. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, excuse me, you didn't choose. I mean, you may choose if you could, but you don't choose what color you're born. Excuse me. How can you tie that to a criminal act? How can you do that? But he did. And I knew as soon as he started talking about getting his esoteric crap at this high level about, oh, well, you know, it just makes them feel bad about themselves. Well, it should. They're criminals. They're criminals. They came across the border because they're criminals. They may want to come to a much better country. They want to make it here. Okay, that's fine. You know, I can understand it. You can understand something, but you don't have to condone it. And that's what people are doing. Oh, no, it's okay. So the first person who said, hey, these guys are here illegally, they're criminals, and they're sitting, and we're getting people, rapists and drug lords and all these people. Trump has hit a nerve in this country that people are standing up and saying, guess what? And I tell you what, it just isn't a bunch of old white people that are supporting him. They're Hispanics and blacks and all different types of ethnic and religious groups that are saying, wait a minute, maybe enough's enough. And frankly, I think it's enough. I will never stop saying it's a criminal act. I will never stop calling them illegal aliens because they're here illegally. They've broken the law. And I'm sure that the New York Times is shaking in its boots right now. And NBC News, who never uses the word illegal, sometimes the Times does. ABC and NBC, oh, we're never going to use the word illegal again. What about our paper? Does our paper use it? Or maybe the paper, that's the Record Searchlight, doesn't think it's a criminal act. Which is another thing that may be why print is losing so much of their followers, and they're coming to other places for news. All right.
Let's go to the phones. Ted.
Gosh, you know, that helps me. That kind of clears me for the rest of the day. Ted, good morning.
Your pipes feel clean?
My pipes have been blown out.
Good morning, Ted. Welcome to your life.
So glad you got that off your chest, Carl.
Hey there, buddy. Hey, Sergeant Major.
Could not have been said better. That was a great rant today.
Well, thank you. And
spot on for how most of us feel with any leadership ability or common sense. So good for you.
I'm just starting to worry. I worry about those that are out there, and then the person who says something that's just true gets vilified and pilloried, and they talk about his hair. They don't talk about what he says. They talk about his hair.
I think he's just indicating for us how much we truly cannot stand the political elite in this country. I mean, we truly can't stand them. I'd vote for Lassie for president before I'd vote for one of those people. But Donald just happens to be the one, you know?
Well, you know, Lassie would at least protect its home, right?
Well,
and its master, and the master are the electorate. We're the master of these politicians, yet I don't see them standing up to bite somebody to protect us.
Hey, whether it's a local politician or a national politician, they're employees of the people. I wish they'd get that through their head. They're employees of the people, man. We pay them to do a good job. Anyway, I didn't call to talk about that. Oh. I called to wish you happy birthday, man.
Well, thank you so much, buddy. You know,
I got nothing but love for you, and I appreciate our friendship so much. I want you to have a great day.
Well, thank you. You know what? And how are you doing? I saw last time I saw you, look like you might have to have an operation on your foot.
Well, I got that cortisone shot in my heel, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You were dancing, man. You were the dancing fool.
Dancing
there.
With the stars. Had got a fracture, but I'm sure it was attributed to probably some jumping out of planes and other things that you guys do.
Yeah. Well, the VA, the clinic down there is taking pretty good care of me, but they hit me with that heel cortisone shot in the heel really quickly. Didn't give me a chance to think about it. And when I asked the doctor, is this going to hurt? He said, no, it doesn't hurt at all. I believed him. I'll said, oh, man, that's good. I can't imagine it's not going to hurt because my heel is killing me, but whatever. Yeah, it was doing the silent scream for a minute and 15 seconds while he poked that thing in the
I tell you what, I've had the I've had the cortisone before, too. And when you say, and you look at the size of the needle and how far they have to push it in, and then they move it around. And it's like, oh, well, thank you. And I kept saying, thank you. Thank you, doc. Thank you. I said, you know, you are so lucky we're not in country and I'm carrying a gun right now. And he laughed. And then he poked me some more. Yeah.
He was giving me the fractionary time hack. Okay, Ted, you're half done. You're halfway done.
Were you, are you laying on your back with your feet in the air or something like that?
Yeah. And all I could think about was I don't want to scream because I'm thinking about the poor souls, you know, my veteran brothers and sisters out in the waiting room thinking I'm next. I don't want that, so I'm not saying a word, you know?
Tears running down your face. No, I know. I know what you mean, man. You don't want to say anything. I tell you.
Yeah. She said to me, I think your toes are starting to sweat.
You think my toes are sweating? You ought to see the rest of me. Go up a couple of feet. It could have been worse, buddy.
Let me tell you, it was really, really bad. But I tell you, it helped me out. I mean, I'm about, 70% of the pain is gone now. And
that's good.
I know it's just a temporary fix, and I got to work on my physical therapy and get it done. But, hey, man, I'm happy. I got that. Most of the pain's gone, and I'm walking around well. And we'll miss you this weekend on the range. I know you're busy, but we had about 32 shooters this weekend. So.
Oh, should have called me. Yeah, I couldn't have made it anyway. But
I know.
I'm busy on Sundays now.
I know.
Just for a little while.
I hope to see you soon, okay? Let's go out and have lunch.
It.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, man,
we'll
happy birthday.
All right, we'll see you soon. Okay.
Thanks, bro. Semper Fi. Okay. All right. Hey, we got to take a break here at 7:31 in the morning. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
Uncle Bob, where does Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
For the past 17 years, the Shasta Land Trust has served our community by conserving the beauty, character, and diversity of significant lands in far Northern California. Working with landowners, partners, and supporters, the Land Trust conserves places that protect water quality and provide wildlife habitat and recreation. This summer, the Land Trust celebrates the permanent protection of a ranch in the Cow Creek watershed that brings the total to 22,500 acres preserved. The Shasta Land Trust, preserving places people love for future generations to enjoy.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning on this beautiful Wednesday, hump day for many of you. 8:34 in the morning on the 5th of August is Carl's birthday. And he's just, thank you for all the wonderful calls and birthday wishes. Currently 65 degrees in the day. It's going to be, our temperatures today are going to be around 96. Of course, the forecast calls for areas of smoke, sunny and hot. Tonight, areas of smoke with temperatures around 68. Thursday is going to be sunny and hot with a high near 101. As we go into the forecast for Saturday, looks like it's around 95. Sunday calls for 96. And our lows going down into the 60s. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer.
That's right.
People are loving your rants, Carl.
All right. Well, veteran-owned business there, too. Hey, by the way, if you're having problems with the stream, the audio stream here is, I've just talked to the webmaster, and I apologize, and yes, your parents were married, if it's like when I just turned it on, it was like an hour behind. He says, no, you have to refresh it. Once you refresh it, it's back up. And he's been working on it hard. And sometimes you just get these things that happen with electricity. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop. I was just there yesterday. Had a great time getting a haircut and talking, catching up on the world events, and, you know, listening to DC Tim and the Man in Black, Logan, talking about things that need to be done in our world. And, of course, they're usually right. But the thing about a barbershop like that is, besides its discounts for seniors and veterans and Man's Law stronghold, is it's a way to kind of get in touch with what's going on around you, because they hear it from everybody. They get people from all walks of life at a barbershop. I always thought being a barber would be a fun job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would be kind of like you said. I mean, but then you're standing up all the time, and you've got hands after like 20 years that probably hurt. But if you start later in life.
Yeah.
We talked about how long it takes to give a haircut.
If you can have a steady hand.
I tell you what, we talked about how long it takes to give a haircut. And DC's telling me, he says, because he cut hair in the Navy. He says, on a ship, I can give you the exact same haircut I just gave you in 22 minutes. I can give it to you in 2.5.
You want some numbers that'll scare you a little bit?
Okay, we're going to talk fire now.
Our national preparedness level is level 4. Locally, we're level 5. What that means is that each increase in level means there's less stuff to send out on a new incident.
Oh, yeah.
Level
5
means there's nothing left
nothing
to
left.
Respond to for a new incident. Nationally, we're at level 4 means resources are critically down.
That's nationally.
Nationally.
Right? Okay.
But taking a look, but most of the action is right here in our backyard. 149 new fires. 15 new large fires. 3 of the major fires have been contained. Uncontained large fires, 50 uncontained, considered large incident fires at this time.
And we're at level 5 here in California,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, in this
have
region,
nothing.
We have nothing left to send out.
If we have one more fire, that means they have to start shifting from other fires.
Yep, they have to start managing the incidents. Focusing on structure protection and delicate operations. But there's some... if you go to the website activefiremaps.fs.fed.us, you get a good summary of what's happening and, of course, all the action right here in our backyard.
You know, I guess that includes does that include volunteers? I think the volunteer firefighters that you have like out in where you're at and some of the riders are at, is they are not out fighting the major fires like that. They're still staying back to fight.
They're focusing on structure protection close to home.
Yeah, they're not taking them away, just like they're not taking our people right here on our stations right here in the city. I do know as the Marine Corps, because one of our units in our regiment would train every year to fight fires, and that battalion would head off to fight fires someplace and come under the command of professional firefighters, and they put Marines out there. They put like 500 or 600 Marines out on the lines. You know, that was a ready, trained group, because they would train them before they got out there, and this was their job.
Yeah.
I don't think they do it as much now because we're engaged in war everywhere.
Yeah. You'll start seeing some specialty military aircraft coming in, Black Hawks, which can carry water.
Yeah.
The C-130s that carry the modular air firefighting system that squirts retardant out the back of the airplane.
Can you use that word? I mean, you're pretty politically correct around
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah. Who knows? But, yeah, we're getting some resources brought to bear. Fortunately, they are, it's just when a PL-5 means that we have run out of our regular assets and we're having to ask for more. Lots of money going up in smoke.
Okay,
I want to talk about drones because this really bugs me. An American Airlines flight descended toward Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport alongside an unwelcome and potentially dangerous visitor on Sunday night, according to the Phoenix Police Department. Just before 7 p.m., the co-pilot saw a black and yellow drone flying about 100 feet below the plane's nose while cruising over Fountain Hills at about 7,000 feet. Flight 605 landed safely without having to alter its route, but the flight crew still reported the sighting of the Federal Aviation Federal Aviation Administration. Phoenix police didn't have enough details to begin searching the drone or its owner. Now, recently we heard about the guy out of Montana that shotgunned down the drone
that
because
was
it was
hovering.
hovering over where his daughters were laying
sunbathing. Well, it's a different class, but yeah, it applies.
So do you feel, and also you also heard the reports recently about the freeway on the way to Las Vegas, had the freeway was on fire, and there were so many local drones that were in the area. They could not get the helicopters in there to drop the what's the stuff called?
The retardant.
The retardant.
If you can say that word.
The pink stuff.
Yeah.
The orange stuff.
Yeah, it's pink so they can tell where it has landed because you're not likely to see that color in the forest naturally. But, yes, they will stop the air show, and there's currently a $75,000 bounty for anyone caught if you turn in someone who has interfered with their operations over an active wildfire.
Well, they should. You know, the thing is that, just because you can buy a drone doesn't mean you know how to fly it, one, and two, that you've got a right to fly it anywhere. And this is the problem we're running into. And, by the way, answering questions here, Sharon, the volunteer firefighters have in their station are trained guys. I think one of them is trained, and they have to go through a lot of training too. So they're not pulling the trained firefighters out of the volunteer areas, or they're not pulling trucks away. They're still here in town and out in our surrounding
right.
areas.
This
to fight
structure
fires.
Right. This is only a national the stuff that the forest normally calls on to, and of course you're dealing with many agencies, BLM, U.S. Forest Service. Park Service, they all have their interagency operations.
Okay. Now, India banned porn. Truly. You probably didn't notice it, but they shut down like 837 sites. That was like 3 days ago. Today, they turned those sites back on. There was a public outcry that you turned off our freedom of expression out here. Not only that, but many of the sites you turned off had nothing to do with porn. And was scholastic sites or things like this, plus the fact that the software, as the Indian government then said, well, it doesn't really stop anybody from doing it if they really wanted to. But so those 837 sites they shut down are now back up again because they needed this freedom of expression, as the people in India said. I find that amusing that they're going through this now. That's something we went through decades ago and probably are still doing it now. In any case, it's nice to know that there's other people that have strange things that happen to them, too. I'm going to take an early break here, and I'll tell you why, because I want to get back. I want to talk about, as long as it's here, it's my birthday, we're going to talk about Hillary Clinton. We're going to talk about Hillary, and the FBI is now finally joining into the investigation. Do we realize just how much was on those servers, how much information, classified information, were on her private servers, and was it kept secure? Was it kept so people couldn't get into it? Well, it appears that it hasn't, but we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from this break. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460. We'll be right back.
This is Jonathan Anderson, director of the Good News Rescue Mission. In response to the concerns of our community caused by the recent recession, changes in our state law, prolonged drug problems, and an increase in mental health issues, The mission has examined its policies and practices in order to take a proactive approach. We have developed great incentive programs to help keep people off the streets and to help them break the cycle of poverty. However, we have also implemented strict policies to deter those who are criminally active and bent on destruction in our community. Any guests who are caught loitering, stealing, or panhandling will have an alert placed on their electronic account and will be denied services until they speak with a case management team to address their negative behaviors. Last year, with these efforts, we helped 250 people break their cycle of poverty and are no longer on the streets of Shasta County. To help break the cycle of poverty in our community, please visit us at gnrm.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's about 14 minutes before 9 o'clock here on August the 5th. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 63 degrees, going up to 96. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And it's your birthday today, Carl. It's been lovely to have people calling in and wishing you happy birthday. And, God, the list goes on. A couple birthday songs as well. Yeah, and thank you.
Kind of waiting for Obama to call. But
thank you. Well, so people have been loving your rants this morning. I know before the break you said you wanted to talk about Hillary. Why don't you just go for it?
Hillary Clinton. Here's my question is, you've got this big debate that's going on tomorrow with the Republicans. You've got 10 at one time and 7 at the other. That's 17 Republicans running for president. Well, this will take care of itself soon. However, at least they're debating. They're getting out there and saying something. Hillary, who refuses to meet with the press many times, when is the Democrat debate going to start? Oh, it probably won't. Why? It's hard for Hillary to debate herself. You could ask her a question, she could answer it, and then run over to the other podium and say, wait a minute, I don't agree with that, and then answer that question the other way. But there's so many answers coming out of the Hillary campaign that she could probably do that. And now the FBI, finally, thank you, FBI, finally is looking into this idea of what happened in these servers and all this, all of these 60,000 emails, 30,000 of which she's just said she's, quote, destroyed. How much of that was secure? They did some checks on it, and they found an incredible amount of just the ones of the 10 emails they looked at, 7 or 10 emails, that something like 3 of them were, 4 of them were secure. which meant confidential, which meant they had to be kept in a secure environment, which she wasn't doing that as far as we know. She can say they were secure, but how do you know? And that's what the FBI is getting into. They're going after it. They're saying they're going after it to take a look at these servers. And as Hillary's campaign says, oh, we're doing everything we can to help them. I don't believe that for a second. And let me tell you why. Hey, we need those emails that you had. Nope, sorry, destroyed them. 30,000 emails. You're Secretary of State. You were Secretary of State. You were told by the Obama administration you can't do that. It's against the law. And she did it anyway. Do you see one iota of an investigation from the Justice Department? No, it's the FBI that's going after the after what she's done. And there's a federal judge that's getting ready to hold her in contempt for not turning these things over. And the same thing with the IRS. Where are these emails from Lois Lerner? Well, they were all gone. No, they're not. They were in West Virginia. Now, that's a funny place to keep them, but they were. They were in West Virginia, all of these. Lois Lerner and the IRS did target conservative groups, did target by their names, did target them to slow them down, to keep them from getting a 501 and harass them. This was under Lois Lerner. If not, why is Lois Lerner saying, well, I'm just going to plead the fifth? After I talk a little bit, now I'm going to plead the fifth. And now we can't find the emails, things she was saying like, oh, you know what? These disappear right away. Oh, that's great when she's doing chat stuff. You know what? When is it enough, America? When is it enough? Why are we even looking at Hillary Clinton? After all of the things that she's been involved with and her husband for the last 50 years. Yeah, it's probably been around 50 years when she started, when she was working it. Now, here's something else, too. When you get into this, why are people just, I mean, why are they finding blindly? Where's the Democratic Party? Where are your other best and brightest? Bernie Sanders, a socialist, a self-avowed socialist. And this was great, too. Chris Matthews, who is not known for being a conservative type of commentator with his hardball show or whatever it's called, gets Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who is head of the Democratic Party. Now, this is the same woman that was head of the party that just took it in the shorts in the last election and lost control of the Senate, added more Republicans in the Congress that's ever been there before, and she is still head of their party, which tells you something. When he looks at her and says, what's the difference between a socialist and a Democrat? She could not answer the question. Go on YouTube. Look it up. What's the difference between a socialist and a Democrat? And you just saw somebody melt. And then she said, well, that's not, we're not talking that. It's Democrats and Republicans. So he goes back again and says, what's the difference between a Democrat and a socialist? She couldn't answer the question. And they asked it again on Meet the Press. She still couldn't answer it. She said, oh, no, this is about Democrats and Republicans. Well, if there's no difference between a socialist and a Democrat that are running, why not just say it? The Socialist Democrat Party is running for office. Why not just say that? I mean, come on. Who knows how many votes you're going to get out of that?
I'm sorry. I'm not that impressed with the party that the best they can come up with is Jeb Bush.
They haven't come up with Jeb Bush.
Who says that? He's the front.
He is not the front runner,
and I'd like to see that happen.
But you know what? You can't say that. At least you got 17 choices. What do you have in the Democrat Party?
Well, there was this anointment that had me just baffled.
No, you want to talk anointments? We can come right back here to California, and we won't get into that one.
Why not?
Well, we will maybe at some point, and I'm sure we will. Here's the thing, though, is that at least you've got a choice here. You know what? And maybe Trump. Maybe it's time for Trump. I'm not saying who I support because I have no idea yet, and I'm going to try and support the people. But I tell you, if James Webb ever really started running as a Democrat against Hillary, James Webb, former Virginia senator, he is a Democrat, former Marine, Navy Cross winner. I have met this man. He is a man of integrity. He is a man of judgment. And if he could get his campaign off the ground, I would have to take a serious look at supporting this man because that's what Linda and I do. We support the person that's going to do the best for this country. And I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Greenie, an Independent, or a Republican. If they're going to do the best for this country, that's who you support. You don't support a party. You know what? These parties have become so moribund, have become so bloated, have become so uncaring that when you see them make these decisions, you're just looking at them thinking, who in the hell are these people?
It's the same paint with a different brush.
Oh, my God. Paint by numbers. Okay, so you paint red instead of blue. Guess what? It all still looks the same. A pile of stuff. Anyway. You know the one thing about having
So you don't believe – it's interesting because, you know, going along with a old high school friend that I talked to, and so she just – you know, she was very – somewhat abrasive and said to me on the phone, well, you know, I don't know how we got it. You know, we have this radio station and we do a morning talk show. And she goes, well, what kind of stuff do you do? And I said, well, you know, we're conservative. Well, what the hell – she says to me, what the hell does that mean?
Oh,
I said,
it means that when somebody asks me a question like that, that I just probably think that you're a jerk.
What the hell does that mean? I said, well.
We're against selling baby parts.
I did not say that because, you know, I was fixing dinner. I didn't have time to actually think on my feet. Like, do I want to get into an argument with somebody I've went to high school with? And I, you know, we're Facebooked after, what, 30 years? And we're now on talking for a minute.
And you took the opportunity to say, okay, I'll call you because, you know, here. Because she called you first, so you returned the call. Well, you're a conservative? I mean, come on. You know, guess what? Yeah, we are.
And well,
you know, does that mean that we're bad people?
Well, what she did say is that my parents were Democrats. And so I registered as a Democrat after high school. And then I didn't really know what to do, is what she said. And then she votes for the person, not for the party. I said, well, that's what we do. We really think about who the person is. And right now, we don't know who the person is. We can't get excited. Are we excited about anything as far as a person in the running? But I still going to watch.
I mean, right now.
Thursday night, after I get off stage, we're going to go upstairs at the you know, in the hotel room.
And we're going to go back and
watch.
And watch the debate.
Debate.
That's a big night for my birthday. Oh, yeah. Hey, it was not just been your birthday. Yeah, I was in bed with Donald Trump. And 16 other of my closest friends. With the Trump and with the Don. And I'm still there. I'm watching Rick Perry. And, you know, my gosh, he's just so exciting. Oh.
He doesn't do a thing for me, but hello.
Seriously, Carl, one of the first encounters that Brenda and I had with you at your new home was when we came over to videotape your 60th.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. And so.
That was just last year. I remember that. It was just last year.
But. You know, this is the little radio station that could and keeps and does.
Well, you know what? It is. You know, here we are 6 years later, and it makes you wonder sometimes. Sometimes on Thursdays, if you have a check, we might sell it to you on Thursdays, but only for a short period of time. You got to find it what time that is. Hey, everybody. This week, Congressman LaMoffa is going to be on Friday. We're starting up a new series next week on things. Bruce Dean, head of the Restaurant Association for the state of California, will be with us next Friday, starting our series with the veterinarians. I love having a veterinarian on. We can ask all types of questions.
Tomorrow,
Trish, Trish Clark's going to be on tomorrow with me, and you just
know
we're going
to be Clark and Clark tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I take it all back. It is Clark and Clark. Sharon and Trish Clark. Sharon Clark and Trish Clark are going to be on tomorrow, and I'm not going to be here.
You're going to be recovering from your fishing trip?
Yeah,
no, fishing trip's this Saturday.
Saturday.
Oh, on Saturday. Okay.
So if anybody comes out in the Sacramento and they see us, I'll be wearing my red. I got a present from the Sons of Italy. It's one of the red T-shirts with Sons of Italy.
Stay out of hurling distance from the shoreline.
Oh, boy, that'll be interesting. Maybe I'll give you your digital camera so you can take pictures of what's happening on the side. But don't let that affect you. Just enjoy the beautiful river.
I'm just going to enjoy the river. I'm going to enjoy the day.
The guide and teaching you and all the wonderful things that you're going to learn.
I'm bringing my my fly fishing rod and my fly fishing reel that I've had for 50, no, it's longer than that.
It has never been wet.
You know what? Come to think of it, I did take it out one time and practice with it on a grassy knoll there, and that's the only time it's been there. And I'm going to take that with me.
Okay.
And I have a little box of flies from the fly shop that I got 8 years ago, and they've never even been opened. I have to take the plastic off it. And so what else there? I mean, just these are kind of things.
Maybe you shouldn't take your gear. Let's just let him outfit you.
No,
with...
I am taking my stuff because of nothing else. I'm going to say that I used my fishing rod and my fishing reel and my
your fishing
flies.
Gear has actually been in the water.
It's been used and it's been in the water in some of the best trout fishing areas and salmon fishing in the world. I'm going to use mine. So there. It's my birthday. Don't bother me.
Okay.
Our friends, by the way, brought us down some Alaska salmon that we're going to be putting on the cedar plank next week. That's going to be darn good stuff.
Big shout out to everybody. Hey, thanks for all the birthday wishes that have come across on the internet and on my phone and all that. I appreciate everybody. It's a great place to be here. I am truly blessed. And I look at my life and look back at my life, how truly blessed I am to have served our country for the friends and the brothers I've made in the Marine Corps. But for my family with Linda and, of course, my sister and my daughter and my brother-in-law, all my grandkids, my son-in-law, and all the great, great, great friends I have, and the fact that we're here in Redding, California. I am blessed to have you, Linda, as my partner.
Me too.
And thank you so much for our guys all here at KCNR 1460. Bob and Diane and everybody here.
Molly.
Thank you so much. And you know what? It's a great day, and everybody is a good guy today.
Back down. Gonna stand.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional.